first series of 2011 continue centered around that word. We know, as we've said, the devil wants us to quit, and all God's people said. God does not want us to quit, and all God's people said. And we cannot quit. We're just too close to the finish line, folks. We're singing in choir and talking about that great song, The Midnight Cry, that one of these days, Jesus Christ, like in that parable of the 10 virgins, one of these days at midnight, the bridegroom's gonna come and take away his bride. And I gotta believe, Brother Horsch, it's about 11:59 on God's prophetic clock. If people were preaching on the second coming in the 1700s and 1800s and 1900s, how much closer are we now? Gotta be right around the corner. We can't quit. We've gotta continue. Our first message, we looked at continuing in the Word of God. John 8:31, if ye continue in my Word, then you're my disciples indeed. And I trust this year already, even though today's only the 23rd, that you're continuing reading and studying and hearing and contending for and doing the Word of God. In our second message 2 weeks ago, we looked at the subject of continuing in the grace of God. Continuing in the serving grace of God. Continuing in the sacrificial grace of God. Continuing in the strengthening grace of God. And continuing in the simple grace of God. Tonight, our third message, we'll look at continuing in the faith of God. We're going to use our Bibles tonight. Amen. I think I've got 14 points tonight. And so we're going to use our 13. Amen. We're going to use our Bibles tonight. What's the first thing we have to do to be able to continue in the faith of God? I want you to go to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. And we're going to use our Bibles tonight. And all God's people said, this is a Bible-believing church. Amen. And if you can't find the books, that's all right. Take notes, write them down, amen. Look them up later. We're going to look them up together. All right, the first thing that we have to continue is continue in overcoming. Continue in overcoming. I like the story, messages that we've been dealing with on Wednesday nights of the seven churches. In each one of them, Brother Harmon, there's a promise to the overcomer. The promise to the one that overcomes. Pastor, what do you mean continue in overcoming? Look at 1 John chapter number 5, verse number 4. And it says there, and we know that it says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot continue in the faith of God until you are in the faith of God. And you do that by overcoming by faith through Jesus Christ. Amen. That is how we overcome. We do not work our way through, though I'm for good works and we'll talk about it. We do not hang on. We overcome by trusting Jesus Christ as our Savior. Who is he that's born of God? Who is he that overcomes? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Christ. 2 Corinthians 13:5 tells us to examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Listen, salvation is just as simple as knowing you're a sinner, knowing you're on your way to hell, knowing that Jesus loved you, died for you, rose again, and turning to Him by faith. That's being saved. Amen. That's making sure you're in the faith. Overcoming. Number two, what's another way to continue in the faith? Well, you can't get in, or you can't continue in until you get in. That's the first point. The second point, not only overcoming, go back probably just a couple pages to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter number 2. Talking about the faith. Most of the verses we'll deal with the faith. Amen. We'll have some cross references for you to write down that I'll read. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 2. Not only overcoming to continue in the faith, but continue in the faith by eating. What is that, Pastor? 1 Peter 2, 2. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word that ye may grow thereby. Romans 10:17. You know it. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Let me read you another verse. 2 Thessalonians 1:3 says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. How does that happen, Pastor? Listen, you can't grow if you don't eat. Amen. Again, as we've said just a couple weeks back, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Listen, I try to prepare at least 3 good meals a week here. Amen. We all fellowship together and eat. But listen, you need more than that. You got to eat yourself. If somebody, Brother Salmon's, come to me and says, I'm not being fed, I say, pick up your fork. Get in the Word of God. Amen. Get in the Word of God yourself. Oh, how we need to do that. We need to be growing. How can we be growing? You got to eat. You got to eat. By the way, that's another beautiful thing, illustration of the baby. Boy, you see that? I was down in the teen class today. I went to all the Sunday school classes, interrupted Mrs. Lawley's class, interrupted Mrs. Salmon's class. I saw Brother Boston, and he went like this, so I didn't go in that class. Amen. I sat in Pastor John's class, and there was little Carly. And little Carly was chowing on a bottle. I'm telling you what, that thing, you could almost see it going blip, 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 blip. Amen. It was just going down. Why is that? Well, that little baby a few weeks ago was only about this big. Now she's about this big. Why? She's eating. Listen, the principle's the same, ladies and gentlemen. If you're going to continue in the faith of God, you got to eat. You got to eat. Amen. Not only overcoming, eating. Not overeating, by the way. Amen. Fellowshipping. Go to Acts chapter number 2. Acts chapter number 2. Fellowshipping. Again, this February is going to be designated as the month of fellowship. I want to challenge you to have somebody over your house. Now please, this is not a clarion call for everybody to come and invite us over. Listen, we've been here, 15 months now. We've eaten at three people's homes. Three in our church. And listen, please, I'm not starving to death. Don't come up to me, Pastor, we need to have you over right now. No, invite somebody else over. Because we're booked for February, amen? We're going to be inviting people over every week. Invite somebody over. Fellowshipping. Look at Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And they continued, steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and, next word, fellowship. And breaking of bread and prayers. Go down to Acts chapter 2, verse 46. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. You know the verse. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25. We're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching. If you're going to continue in the faith of God, you're going to need the fellowship of God's people. Listen, no man's an island. We need each other. We've got to have fellowship one with another. And you say, what is true fellowship, Pastor? 1 John 1:3 says, that we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, I'm glad to talk to you about football. I like football. Don't mention the Patriots to me, Brother Barrett. I don't want to hear anything about it. Amen. I like to talk baseball. Some of you like to talk hunting. I don't have any issue with that. Maybe some of you are techies. I know Brother Salmons is a techie, amen. Computer stuff and all that. That's all great, all good. But eventually when we get together as Christians, we ought to be talking about Jesus. Jesus ought to come up. The people I enjoy in my life spending time with are people, Brother Joe, it doesn't take very long. We start getting about how good God is. How good God's been. That's what true fellowship is. It's in Jesus Christ. Fellowshipping. You're going to need to do some fellowshipping if you're going to continue in the faith. Overcoming. Eating. Fellowshipping. Go to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. It's a great, great set of verses. I'd like to dwell on this long, but I can't. I got 13 points here. I got to move. Amen. And about 2 minutes on each point. 2 Peter chapter 1. Amen to that. 2 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 5. What's the fourth way that we can continue in the faith? By overcoming, by eating, by fellowship, by building. By building. Verse 5, look at verse 4 actually. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. That's your Bible, by the way, the Word of God. That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, I have in the note margin of my Bible, diligence, dogged determination, perseverance, faithfulness. Giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, moral purity, amen? And to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they shall make that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. What's the fourth thing, Pastor? Building. You got to build on your faith. It can't just be content to be saved. There's a lot of people, Christians, that get mixed up in heresy, in bad doctrine, because they're just content to be saved. That's not enough. Amen? That's not enough to just be saved and occupy 24 or 36 or 48 inches of pew. That's not enough. We've got to be building. Building. The Bible says in Colossians 2:7, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk Him rooted and build up in Him, established in the faith. Be growing in our faith. Be building in our faith. Building. Building, building, building. Stretching yourself for God. Amen? Adding to your faith. Don't just be content to be saved. Let's be virtuous. Let's have some moral purity. Let's add to that virtue knowledge, getting in the Word of God. To knowledge temperance, that idea of being temperate, moderate in things. The idea of saying, you know, the temperance movement was a movement against alcohol. And you can go right down the line here. Patient. Oh boy, there's one that'll hit us between the eyes. Patient. And godly. And it goes right down the line. The idea is building. We've got the foundation is Jesus Christ and our salvation. Let's build. Let's build, amen? Building. That's a way to continue in the faith. Building, fellowshipping, eating, overcoming. Go to Acts chapter 6, verse 7. Acts chapter 6, verse 7. I just cut myself again. Good night. Second week in a row I did that. On my little three-ring binder here. I'm bleeding, amen? I bled all over my sermon last Sunday night. Thank the Lord you guys didn't get to see that, but I look at that sermon, I don't know, that was where I preached that, amen. I gotta bang something, I need a special banging spot on this pulpit, amen. Oh, mercy. Number five, not only building, fellowshipping, eating, obeying, or overcoming, but fifthly, obeying. Obeying. Look at Acts chapter 6 here. I believe that the first deacons are called out. Amen. Wonderful men. Verse 3 tells us that they're to be men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, who to be appointed over this business of ministering to the Grecian widows. But then if you go down to verse 7, there's a great verse here. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Listen, if you want to continue in the faith of God, this is a word that nobody likes anymore. You're going to have to obey. You're going to have to obey. You're going to have to obey what God says. Listen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. I know that's not a popular word. Listen, when I do weddings, Brother Sammons, I can tell who's saved and who's not. And I do that, and I look over at the lady, and I've already talked to the lady, and I've already talked to the man. And I say to the lady, do you promise to love, honor, and obey your husband? Somebody help me. You read Ephesians 5, it's in there. The husband's the head of the wife. Oh, I tell you, the looks you get, oh my goodness, if looks could kill, I'd have been dead 10 times over. Listen, we're to be obedient to what God says. We've talked about it before. It's not Burger King. You don't get to have it your way. You get to have it God's way. Old-fashioned, like Wendy's, amen? Not Burger King, Wendy's. Old-fashioned. Let's get back to old-fashioned obedience. If you want to continue in the faith, it's going to take overcoming and eating and fellowshipping and building and obeying. Boy, I like this. There's so many of these to look at. Go to Romans chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 1, verse 8. And I'll read several others of these in Paul's salutations to several churches here. It's wonderful before I get to the seventh point here. Verse 6, overcoming, eating, fellowshipping, building, obeying. Oh, did I forget? I forgot. No, I'm sorry. Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. I went over a page here. Acts chapter 16. Overcoming, eating, fellowshipping, building, obeying, settling. Settling. I say, what do you mean, Pastor? Look at Acts chapter 16, verses 4 and 5. And here, Paul and Barnabas, you know, they've parted company here and they're moving on with their ministries. And the wonderful thing about that was God doubled his missionary ministry. Amen. Even though they had different ideas. It says in verse 4, and as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep that were ordained to the apostles and elders, which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. Established in the faith. Colossians 1:23 says, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled. This is the exact opposite of, remember the Athenians, when Paul comes to the Athenians in Acts chapter 17, he says, you're always looking for some new thing. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, can I help you tonight as your pastor? Would you just settle that this is the Word of God? And get off the Zondervan Bible of the Month Club? This is the Word of God. Amen. Listen, old-fashioned preaching is what God ordained. Just settle yourself. Listen, I know people, and you know people too. They're like flies in a pasture when it comes to church. Just they're everywhere. They're at a church one year, and I ask them how the preacher's doing. So I'm not at the church anymore. Well, what happened? Did he go live? Oh no, I just move. Settle down. Settle down. Thank God, this is a church where folks are settled. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, just settle that the Bible's the Word of God. Settle that old-fashioned preaching is how God ordained. Just settle that old-fashioned worship's still okay with God. Amen? Settle. Be settled. Be established. You don't just need some new thing. Somebody said the Bible does not need to be rewritten. It needs to be reread. Settle. Just get settled. Settling. Obeying. Building. Fellowshipping. Eating. Overcoming. Now to Romans chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 1, verse 8. I used to love when I was sitting where you're sitting right now. I used to love messages like this from my pastor where we'd look at the verses, amen, and mark them and underline them and make notes. So I have so many notes in my Bible from nights like this. So I don't apologize for that, amen. It's a good topical study. Be a blessing to us. Romans chapter 8, or 1, verse 8. And it says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Ephesians 1:15 says, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus. Colossians 1:3-4, we give thanks to the Lord God and our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 1:8, and from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad. You say, what's the seventh point, Pastor? How can we continue in the faith? By sharing your faith. By sharing. How was it that Paul had heard about the church at Rome's faith? They shared it. Amen? How was it that Paul heard at the church of Ephesus' faith? They shared it. How was it that it got all the way back to Paul at the church of Thessalonica's faith? They shared it with other people. I love 2 Timothy 1:5. And Paul here is encouraging Timothy, that his young son in the faith, and he says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother, Lois, and in thy mother, Eunice, and I'm persuaded in thee also. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that's a great plan and principle for how it's supposed to work. Grandma, mom, son, daughter. Amen. What happened? Listen, Lois shared her faith with Eunice. Amen. Eunice shared her faith with Timothy. And of course, Timothy went on to share his faith with hundreds, maybe thousands. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, Lord help us to get out of this comfortable Christianity and share our faith. Share. God will give you opportunities. I was thinking about Brother Zach, amen, mentioning his friend going through a hard time. You know what? God's going to give Zach the opportunity to share his faith. to help that young man. Some of you have people that have come into your life, and there'll be situations at work, Brother Jenkins, where they say, I don't know what to do. And you say, I don't either, but let me tell you somebody who does. The Lord Jesus Christ. Oh God, help us to share our faith. I hope you carry gospel tracts. I mentioned before, I know some of you do, but I mentioned before when I went up to see baby Carly when she was just born, and I was up there with Jen's mom, and Jen Gilbert's mom, and it was the first time I had a chance to meet her and was just talking to her, and I didn't have any of my business cards with me. I usually keep them with me, but I had a gospel tract. And so I pulled a gospel tract out, and I took out a pen, and I wrote down my cell phone number and my email address, and I gave it to her, Brother McGee, and she said, oh, my daughter leaves these. Every time we go to the restaurant, she leaves one of these. And I said, hallelujah. Sign language. Amen, Miss Vicky. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's why I wanted to come unglued right there in the hospital room. I said, Miss Jen is sharing her faith. That's what we're all supposed to do. Continue in the faith. How can you continue? How can you do it? By overcoming, by eating, by fellowshipping, building, obeying, settling, sharing. James chapter 1. Go to James chapter 1. Hallelujah. Thank you for this water, Brother Warren. Oh, that must be this morning's. It's warm. Let's try the cold one here. Yeah, that one's got tonight written all over it. Oh, serves me right for not drinking it all down. Amen. I don't want to be wasteful. God's water. Oh, James chapter 1. Look at verses 5 and 6. Wonderful, precious verses. Overcoming, eating, fellowshipping, building, obeying, settling, sharing, praying. Praying. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. But let him ask in what? Faith. Nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Listen, if you're going to continue in the faith, if you're going to continue, it's going to be because you have communion with your Father in prayer. Listen, for some of us, I know for some of you folks that are retired, perhaps you have more time to pray than you used to. But it's amazing how the day will shrink, amen? Even then. But you know, I found this, you can pray wherever you are. You can pray. There are times when I'm going about doing things and I'm driving from here to there, and that's a good time to pray. Not with your eyes closed, amen? Not when you're driving, amen? But that's a good time to pray. You're just maybe going about walking through these buildings. Sometimes I'll come into the auditorium, think about where people sit. Pray, pray, pray. Listen, pray, pray at work. Pray on your break. Pray on the ride to work. Pray, 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 pray. If you're going to continue. Listen, those that don't continue, it's because their prayer life dries up. Amen? They stop believing that God was the God of the impossible. Brother Ken Jackson came in this morning. He said, Pastor, what's your life verse? And I said, my life verse is Luke 1:37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And you know what? There's times, Brother Boston, I need to be reminded of that. You know what? You got an impossible prayer request. There's no such thing. No such thing. God is the God of the impossible. Is anything too hard for the Lord? The answer to that is no, no, no. But we got to pray. We got to pray. If we're going to continue in the faith, we're going to have to be praying. Praying, sharing, settling, obeying, building, fellowshipping, eating, overcoming. Go to Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Famous verse. A cross-reference in Habakkuk. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Living. Living. We're going to have to continue in the faith by living by faith. Amen. Romans chapter 1 verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Listen, folks, a lot of times this world doesn't make any sense when you're living by faith. Amen. Please say amen, or is it just me? The world doesn't make sense a lot of times when you're living by faith. But you know what we need to do? We can't live by sight. We've got to trust God and live by faith. If you're going to continue, you're going to continue living, praying, sharing, settling, obeying, building, fellowshipping, eating, overcoming. Number 9, go to 1 Thessalonians 1:3. 1 Thessalonians 1:3. Are we having fun yet? Amen, amen, amen. 1 Thessalonians 1:3. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful for this Bible I hold in my hand. I need to get it fixed. It's coming apart. Brother Salmon's at the beginning and at the end. Amen. It's been beat up over the years. Amen. I used to have it in Bible college and I jam it in between my books and go to class. But I was just thinking how precious it is. This Bible, there's almost on every page, there's notes. Oh, that's precious to me. You say, why? Because you took a lot of notes? No, because it was time that God blessed me enough to write something down. Amen. That He gave me out of His Word. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. What's the next point, Pastor? Working. If you're going to continue in the faith, you're going to have to be working for God. Working. We're not saved to sit. We're saved to serve. Amen. Let me just mention something, and I'm going to put out something in the bulletin. But mention to me, I think about brother and sister Boston, and please don't get mad at me, brother. If you do, you're out of the will of God, because it's wrong to get mad at your preacher. I notice I'm not looking at him right now. Amen. But listen to me. The Bostons ride the bus in the morning, teach Sunday school, ride the bus home, ride the bus at night for Truth Tracks. Oh, I forgot. No, they do a middle children's church too for the young people. While we're up here fellowshipping and shaking hands and all that, they do a middle children's church. Then they ride the bus at night because Miss Wireman's not able to ride it anymore. And then ride it home. Now listen, I'm so glad they do that. Amen. But they need help. I'm going to stay here till I get amen. They need help. They need somebody to step up and say, you know what, I'll ride home with the kids on Truth Trackers night, or I can help out with a Sunday school class, or you name it. Listen, we're not saved to sit, we're saved to serve, and we do that by working for the Lord. James 2:18, you know the verse. Yea, if a man say, thou hast faith, and I have works, show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you thee my faith by my works. Works don't save us, but works show people we're saved. Amen? Works prove that we are saved. Working. Working. Living, praying, sharing, settling, obeying, building, fellowshipping, eating, overcoming. Number 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter number 16. Some great, great verses in 1 Corinthians 16. About giving right there in verse 2, amen. Upon the first day of the week, let everyone lay by him in stores. God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. I've said for years, I tithe on Sunday morning in case the Lord comes back in the afternoon, amen. I don't want to come on Sunday night and have missed my tithe check. I want to be on time with God. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13. What's the point number 11, Pastor? Standing in the faith. Standing. Watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men. Be strong. Stand fast in the faith. 2 Corinthians 1:24. Not that we have dominion over you, over your faith, but are the helpers of your joy, for by faith ye stand. Listen, there are times we need to stand for the faith. Stand. Amen. I think this morning's message was standing for the faith. Standing for what God says. Amen. By the way, it's not always easy, but it's always right. Listen, back in the old Civil War, you know what they used to do with cowards? They used to shoot them. Listen, we need more Christians that'll stand up for God. Oh, you know what? I'm not saying you have to be cantankerous. I'm not saying you have to be ugly. But you can still take a stand for God. I think of the story I heard years ago about a man who, on his break, Brother Eric would break out his New Testament. He simply, people all around him, Brother Horsch, gambling, carousing, looking at pornography. This man would simply break out his New Testament and read his New Testament. And when the break was over, he went back to work. Well, his boss came to him a couple days later and said, you know what, you're going to have to leave that New Testament home. He said, we're getting a lot of complaints about it. And the man thought, I just sit there and read it, Brother George. That's all I do. I just sit there and read my New Testament. And he said, well, give me a couple of days to think about it. And he did, and he kept bringing it in and kept bringing it in. He said, listen, we've had it. You bring that in tomorrow and you're fired. And he went home and thought about it. And he said, boy, I really need this job. Got a sick wife and need the insurance. And he said, well, went in the next day and he didn't bring his New Testament, Brother Abe. He brought the family Bible in. Because he said, I was so afraid that I'd be so cowardly to not take it out of my pocket. So I brought in the family Bible. And sure enough, they fired him. And he called our friends at the CLA. And the CLA proceeded to file a lawsuit on his behalf. And that boss that fired him called our friend, Brother Gibbs, and said, listen, you could tell that guy he can read the scripture out loud if he'll stop suing us. You know what he did? He took a stand for God. We need Christians that will stand for God. Listen, if you won't stand in America, you won't stand. You want to talk about the easiest place to stand. We talked about it before. You stand in the Sudan, it's off with your head. You stand in Saudi Arabia, it's stoning or beating or flogging or whatever. Listen, we need people that will stand for God. Goes right along with the next point. Go over to 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter number 6. Tell you what, I get to eat two meals when I preach these messages to you. Because I've been eating it all week long. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 12 says, fight the good fight of faith. What's the 12th point, Pastor? Fighting. Fight. You telling us to fight, Pastor? Paul said, I have fought a good fight. He didn't just mean he was in a bunch of scraps. He'd been fighting for a good cause. He'd been fighting for Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 5:8, you know verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. But verse 9 says this, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Jude verse 3, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, spiritually speaking, for the faith, there's a time to put our dukes up. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And there's a time to fight. Fight! Amen? Brother Horst was telling me this morning, I think, and it goes back to the last point, but I think of those precious people in sub-zero weather that stand across on Michigan Avenue, and you know what I'm talking about, amen? Those of you that live down there, they stand right next to the mall across from that abortuary, and they just stand there with a sign. They're not out to do any people, to do any harm or ill to those people, and we shouldn't be, but listen, you know what they're doing spiritually? They're fighting. They're fighting. Oh, God would help us to have a little fight in us. Again, I'm not talking about being contentious. That's wrong. There's so many fundamentalists that are the three cuss, and that is cantankerous, contentious, and culottes. Amen. That's all they believe in, those three. Those are the fundamentals of their faith. No. Not supposed to be that way. But we can fight. Listen, you ought to want your preacher to have a little fight in him. Listen, we're going to preach on alcohol next week. You know what, man? I want to punch liquor right in the mouth. Amen. Now, I'm not talking about the owners or anything. But listen, I want to give the devil a black eye over liquor. It's wrong. It's wicked. It ruins people's lives. Fighting. Let me give you the last one. I'll read them all to you. Go to Hebrews chapter 12. Continuing in the faith. Continuing. Hebrews chapter 12. How do we continue in the faith, Pastor? By overcoming, by eating, by fellowshipping, building, obeying, settling, sharing, praying, working, living, standing, fighting. And you notice these are all what we call action verbs. Amen? Because if you're going to continue, you're going to have to be moving. going to have to be doing. You know what the last one is? Look at Hebrews chapter 12. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradictions of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. What's the last point, Pastor? Looking. Looking. Sad to say, there's a lot of preachers that I think sometimes at one point in their life they took their responsibility seriously, but then faded off into sin. It happens. It happens to good men. I can fail you. Ma'am, your husband can fail you. Sir, your wife can fail you. Friends can fail you. They can let you down. But you know who will never let you down? Jesus. If you're going to continue in the faith, you've got to remember who's the author and the finisher of your faith. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. He's the one we serve. He's the one we love. He's the one we desire to see. He's the one that we desire to be faithful to when He comes. How are you going to do that? Yes, overcoming, eating, fellowshipping, building, obeying, settling, sharing, praying, working, living, standing, fighting, but most of all, looking to Jesus. When man lets you down, look to Jesus. When somebody speaks ill of you that's not true, look to Jesus. Looking. Continuing in the faith. Listen, we can't quit. We got to continue. We've got to continue. Let's determine to continue tonight. Our Father, we love